Rural Alaska's infrastructure is young. Many homes still use honey buckets. A lot of the funding to build the infrastructure comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA funds water and sewer, as well as housing, energy, and communications projects, and even ones that support growing local food. Today, the Undersecretary of the USDA Rural Development, Patrice Kunish, visited the Bethel region to see some of the projects in action. Kunish and an entourage from D.C. and Anchorage toured the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, met with the Association of Village Council President's officers, and stopped into Myers Farm. Tim Myers has started growing so much local produce on the tundra in Bethel, he's now exporting to Anchorage and Bristol Bay. Kunish says the USDA is committed to making sure locally grown foods support the community, both economically and nutritionally.
One of the things we've seen in some of the harshest conditions is folks just not getting good, fresh food. It compromises health. It compromises our vitality.
Jim Norland is the USDA Rural Development Alaska State Director and was acting as tour guide.
As Alaskans, we're pretty good at providing protein as we have wild fish and game in our freezers. But what's really missing from a lot of rural Alaska is the access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
Kunish is also visiting two villages, housing projects in Quinnahock and conservation projects in Kweethluk. The Bethel area visit is part of a three-day Alaska tour. Kunish will be in Anchorage on Wednesday and Juneau on Thursday.